to make me understand that I could. So through the valley, he led me, afraid as I could be, till I felt his loving arms, his love, embracing me. But I've been through enough to know he's been there for me. Oh, yeah. Oh, he's come through so many times that sets my mind at ease. For sure. Gonna take care of me. Yes, Lord. Because I've been through enough to know he'll be enough for me. How could I ever doubt a God whose hand holds the universe? How could I ever question his ability? Oh, there's no place that I could go where he doesn't know the things that trouble me. He's always aware of where I am or what I need. I believe him now. After all these years, he's been so faithful. He's proven to be true. Nevermore will I doubt or question why. Sets my mind at ease. For sure. So I'll sing my prayer. He's gonna take care of me and you too. Oh Lord, listen to me. Because we've been through enough to know he'll be enough for me. Yes, I've been through enough to know he'd be enough for me, enough for me. Going to hear his word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've been through enough. We know better. What I was saying, Lord, I know better. Know you're going to take care of us. Give me some tissue, y'all. Excuse me. Thank God. Hallelujah. I don't know what to do now. He's just good. Said she may as well sing. Lord, I was teasing y'all. Said she may as well sing because we ain't. And sister over here called me. Well, I see you, Brother Al. You know, I just like to have fun, but, you know, that song does touch me every time. You know, because, you know, we all, well, I just like to recollect what God has done for me, what he's brought me from, and where he's trying to get me. And so it's just, it's heart touching for me. And the men, they hold all their tears and stuff in, but, man, I just can't help it. You know, I just can't help it. God is just good, you know. I try to be up and be, you know, manly and, you know, keep those men poses and, you know, you cover your eyes and your face and all that. And Lord, I just can only do it for so long, you know. You can only do it for so long, especially when the words are telling you the truth. You know, that sometimes songs can just preach. Songs and just, you know, a lot of times I get my most blessing out of the songs versus the ministers a lot of times. You know, songs can really, you know, touch you and help you go on. They help me go on throughout the day, I'm telling you, because sometimes, you know, you hear a lot of the word, and word is good. Depending, I guess, what kind of songs you listen to, but songs I listen to, word is in the songs, and they just do something for me. You know, they uplift me. They encourages me. You know, be that something down in you that telling you to go ahead now. After a song or two, you know, I know it's the Holy Ghost is down in me telling me, go ahead. Go ahead. You know, I'm giving you a sign to go ahead. And so I just thank the Lord for being here this morning. I thank God for my wife. And I ask you all pray for her, pray for our family. She's not going to be here today. She woke up this morning and said, Al, I need you to stay close to your phone. And I know that thing, that ring, this will ring. But, you know, I know it's nothing but the devil. You know, common colds, you know, no big old deal. Nothing's no big deal. It, you know, is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything too hard for God? Ain't nothing too hard for God. She woke up this morning and said, Al, my tongue is swelling up. And the first thing I thought about was her mother. And I said, devil, you a lie. I didn't call him no sloop foot, none. I just call him what God called him. You a lie. And the father of lies. And I got that all, and I began to pray, and we touched and agreed. And we know it's just nothing but a test. And I said, Lord, you know I got to preach today. She said, I might need you to stay home today. And I'm like, Lord, I love my wife, but Lord, you fix this thing. You fix this thing. And I, you know, man, Pastor just had a talk a little while ago. And I don't want to be picking up the phone tomorrow, but Pastor, could you take the service today? And we just had that talk. Oh, no, Lord, that ain't the case. You know my heart. You know, sometimes, you know, sometimes you just be in a predicament where you got to choose. And then, you know, a lot of times it's hard choices. There ain't no need of putting God between a cantaloupe. But, you know, God and children, God and wife, man, that's kind of hard for me right now. You know, be honest with y'all. I know what the answer's supposed to be. You know, we know the answers to a lot of the questions. But are you going to do them? You know, so I'm talking about me. You know, it's me, oh Lord. I told Pastor Nala, it's me, oh Lord. But now we need to pray for so-and-so. We need to pray for so-and-so. I said, yes, ma'am. I said, but I have to be honest with you. I'm praying for me right now. Because I need some help. You know, Lord, it's me. I can't help nobody if I ain't, you know, helped. And what I'm going to do for somebody, you know, don't nobody want to see me coming in the way that I can get, you know. But Lord, you keep me in that way. Keep me in the way of everlasting. Then I can be some help to somebody because I know God is with me. So I'm just going to be ministering just a little bit. Be going into Isaiah 7, chapter 7, starting at verse 1. And I'm going to go over to Isaiah 38. chapter, starting at very first chapter, Isaiah 38, chapter 1, Isaiah 7, first chapter 1. And God has really been talking to me. And I don't know if we had this in class or I don't know where. It came to my mind that when Samuel was a child and he was sleeping in a temple and Eli was the priest. And Samuel is this child that Hannah asked for. She said, Lord, you give me this child, give it back to you. And so she did. And he was up there in the house of God sleeping and God called his name. And he ran to the priest. He said, yes. He said, what? Did you call me? No, I ain't call you. Did it three times. On the third time, he said, look. Then the priest, he perceived that it was God calling the child. You know, and so sometimes God is calling us and we don't hear. You know, we miss the signs. We ignore what God is trying to tell us. You know, he's trying to call you into a place where he can use you. So the title, if I can title this message, is Missing the Signs, because we miss some signs. You know, we had to miss some signs. We walked when things said don't walk. We went when the stop signs, you know, said stop. We went. We stopped when the signs say go. I mean, we missed out. Let's just face it. And if we hadn't, we wouldn't be talking about what we were talking about earlier, about praying for this nation and getting back on track. You know, God is telling us, he said, you know, he said, ask for that old way. And ain't too many people asking for that old way no more. People looking for this, what, you know, the scripture says, you know, I will do a new thing. You know, they think all of this stuff that's going on is God. And I disagree with a lot of this new stuff that's going on. I think we need that old stuff. I do. I think we need just what my mama, my daddy, pastor, and all the elders, I think we need just what they had. You know, I mean, that's why these folk are so, I look at them, I'm looking, how and why they get so fired up. And, you know, you got the new saints that come in, we just, I'm happy. Can't you see me smiling? I'm happy. But it's the difference between them and us. This is my observation. You know, this is my observation. You know, when it's your time, you can speak what you want to speak. But this is what I believe. This was in my heart. This is what I'm seeing, you know. Things need to, I mean, we just need to do it the way God say do it. You know, we got to do it the way God say do it. We can pray. We can fast. But ain't nothing going to happen unless we do it the way he say do it. We talk about all those revivals back then. I mean, I want a revival in our time. Brian, Jackie, Gwen, I want one in our time. Lindsay, I want one. I want something that we can talk about when my kids get old, my grandkids get old. You know, I heard about the revival in Chicago and California, but let me tell you about the one that I was in. You know, I ain't got none of those experiences. You know, we have some good revivals here. We have some good ministers come, but I'm talking about that revivals that will fill the place, touch every tongue, every heart. I ain't talking about some. I'm talking about everyone. The Bible said when the Holy Ghost fell down, it filled that house. The whole house. It filled the house. And all those that was up there was baptized and slain in the Holy Ghost. You know, and that's what I'm looking for. So I'm asking, you know, I know that you keep yourself encouraged and that's good. But I say, Lord, if I can't encourage somebody, let me encourage myself, you know, because I know I've missed some signs. You know, I've done some things when God said don't do them, I did them, you know. I know y'all ain't done none of that stuff. Y'all all good. So, but I mean, that's what I'm looking for. I got stuff wrote down, but this was in my heart. Abundance of the heart, the mouth gonna speak. You know, this is not a rehearsal for me. You know, I don't know how to get there. You know, I'm asking God to show me the signs how to get to where I'm supposed to go. You know. So, Father, I thank you this morning, God, for allowing me, God, this space of time, God, that you've given me to stand before your people. I thank God for my pastor, that you have given me a shepherd that's after your own heart, God. I thank you for, God, for allowing me to stand in her stead, Lord. I thank you for my wife, my children. I ask, God, that you will sweep over my house, God. Touch them, God. Touch my wife, God. My children, God. My grandchildren, God. God, sweep over that place, God. Drive out, God, all sickness, oh, God. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, to stay the hand of that enemy, God. Stay the hand of sickness, oh, God, that it won't touch nobody else, God, in my household again, Lord. Father, I ask this in Jesus' name. Now I ask, God, that you would just use me this morning. Help me to encourage somebody, Father. If not myself, Lord, I ask it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to start at the very first book, chapter 7. Very first verse, and it reads, "And it came to pass in the days of Ahaz, the son of Jotham, and the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, that risen the king of Syria and Pekah, the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up toward Jerusalem to war against it, but could not prevail against it. And it was told the house of David, saying, Syria is confederate with Ephraim. And his heart was moved, and the heart of his people was as trees, and the wood would move with winds. And his heart was moved, and the hearts of his people as the trees of the wood were moved with the wind. Then said the Lord to Isaiah, go forth now to meet Ahaz, thou and Shajezhub, thy son, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool in the highway of the fuller's field, and say unto him, take heed and be quiet. Fear not, neither be faint-hearted for the two tails of these smoking firebrands. For the fierce anger of risen with Syria and of the son of Remaliah." Let me go back up here to verse 2. And it says, it was told to the house of David that this king, these two kings, was joining together to come against the house of Judah. And it says that the heart was moved, and the heart of the people was as trees of the wood would move with the wind. It's like when you get some bad news, you start acting like the trees of the wood, the Bible is saying. That's what this king started feeling in his people when they found out that these two guys and conjured up together to try to come and overtake Israel, Judah. And all of these people are related. They are all related. And so he says, he said, you say to him, say to Ahaz, take heed and be quiet. Fear not, neither be faint-hearted for the two tails of these smoking brands. Now, when I got there, I said, Lord, what is a smoking brand? Who are these smoking? They weren't on fire. They were just smoking. A firebrand, I found out, is something that you light something with. Two matches, something that's got some fire. You know, God is a consuming fire. God got to set us on fire. He make his ministers a ministers of fire. But God called these two guys, these two tails, these two kings. He said, don't be afraid of them. And I'm reading, I said, Lord, I ain't going to be afraid of nothing that come to my way. I don't care what kind of news I get. Lord, I mean, because you're not giving me the spirit of fear. He said, don't be afraid of these smoking firebrands. You know, these two guys, he said, look, because Syria and Ephraim, the son of Remaliah, have taken evil counsel against thee. He said, let us go up against Judah and vex it. He said, don't be scared of them. They just blowing smoke. That's all God was saying, man. These guys just blowing a whole lot of smoke. They ain't got no fire. They can't set nothing on fire. They can't set nothing to cause. They can't do nothing with Judah because I done blew the fire out. They just run around and just blowing a lot of puff. You know, it's like the enemy to my, well, you know, you got 15, you got 2 years to live, and, you know, this is going to happen. Your kids ain't going to make it because we've heard all of that. You know, a lot of the teachers up there at the school, it's all coming out now. It made us angry, made me really angry. But sometimes you just got to let the smoke just blow. Lord, take the smoke where you want to take it. You know, just take it over our head. They said that my children wasn't going to be nothing and this and that and the other. Come find out my kids doing better than a lot of the teachers. One of my sons ran into one of the teachers, and the teacher told me the words had to repent. Because he started telling my son how bad he was doing. My wife then left me. This one of the teachers used to talk bad to my children. You know, provoke them to anger. You know, I have to go up there and say, why y'all bother my kids? You know, I wasn't, you know, always nice to them up there. I went up there. I wasn't. I ain't going to sit up and tell no lie. I had to tell them, I said, look, man, they got a father. You know, why are you provoking the child? And I told them, I said, look, if y'all got a problem, just leave my kids. They got a daddy. Come talk to me. You know, I said, because I'm not going to let y'all bully my children. Now, you, none of them, not going to let you bully. And so he began to tell one of my sons how his wife left him, how he losing his house, is sick in his body, apologizing to him, how he talked to them and all of this stuff. I said, but you know what, God? I say, man, we still got to pray for him. You know, my heart still went out for him. Because, you know, God is saying, look, it don't make no difference. He said, let us go up, verse 6, against Judah and vex him. And let us make a breach therein for us. This is what these two kings are saying. Let's go up here and do this. Let's make a breach. Let's tear it down. You know, people want the devil trying to tear you down. You know, you hear all about this bullying now. That's becoming a problem. Huge problem. I didn't know it was so bad in Hazelwood District. Saw two young ladies on the news talking about how their children are getting phone calls early in the morning, late at night, bullying them. And I heard also that a young kid was 10-year-old, committed suicide because some little girl wrote a song about them, talking degrading. I mean, it's just horrible. Words can really mess some folk up. You know, I don't know what era I came from, but back then was fighting words. When you just said something that just didn't go right, didn't sound right, it's time to fight. Your mama, thinking about now, what about my mama? But they say your mama, it's on. You know, I ain't going to look. I look at them, they be taking off their coat. I'm like, all right, that's good. Now I can grab that coat and pull over his head and wear him out. You know, but you know, he said, look, let us go up and make a breach. You know, they're in for us. And set a king in the midst of it, even the son of Tabel. Now, that's what the devil trying to do now. You know, they want to tear down the country and set somebody up. You know, I ain't talking about our president. But the enemy want to tear United States, America up and set somebody in there that's going to just do what they want to do, how they want to do. That's why these two kings want them. He said, let us set a king up. You know, and I found out that this dude named to some scholars that it means God is good. But I said, Lord, let me see what your people say about this. I found out the Hebrew said that good for nothing. This name means good for nothing. So they want to set up a good for nothing king that will do anything that they say do. When they say do it, how they say do it, and where they say do it. And this is the type of people that we deal with in today's society. You know, they want to set people in places to where they can get their palms greased. They can get what they want, but forget about the other folk. Forget about the poor people. God concerned about the poor people. So he said, let us go up against Judah and vex it. And let us make a breach therein for it and set a king in the midst of it, even the son of Tabel, which a good for nothing guy. But here's what God said. He said, thus said the Lord God, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. It ain't gonna happen. It don't make no difference who get up there. But as long as we reaching God, as long as we crying out to God ain't none of that stuff that the enemy has devised for us. No weapon that's formed against us gonna prosper. Oh, we're gonna go through some things now. You're gonna go through some things. You're gonna go through some hurt. You're gonna go through some pain. Some of us gonna suffer some loss. We're gonna lose some things along the way. You know, so he said, it shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. I'm gonna skip up. I'm gonna go and read it. He said, for the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is risen. And within 65 years shall Ephraim be broken, that it be not a people. And the head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is Remaliah's son. If ye will not believe, surely ye shall not be established. Moreover, the Lord spoke again unto Ahaz, saying, ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. Oh, here's a, you know his history, one of the wicked king. God asking him what? Ask me, man. Ask me the height or the depth. But this guy said, I don't want to ask. What if God come down and say, Ryan, really ask me something. Ask me what you want. Just ask. But oh, Lord, he said, I'm not going to tempt you, God. I ain't going to ask. God trying to give us a sign. Ask me. As if though I can't fulfill it. As if though I can't make it good. Huh? I can make it good. He said, but Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. And he said, hear ye now, O house of David. Is it a small thing for you to worry men? Huh? But will ye worry my God also? Therefore, since you don't want to ask, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Manuel. Emmanuel. So God is trying to give us a sign. Now, signs, they give you instruction. Signs, they speak to you, tell you what to do, what not to do, where to go. You know, it's a public notice displayed. It's for instruction. And so, by this man not asking God, God said, I'm going to give you a sign. God letting us know that there's a sign down here with us. And we fail, we missed it, or we ignore the signs, what God has given us. You know, because he said, a virgin gonna conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. God is with us, saints of God. We know that God is with us. You know, who was with you when you was in that car accident? Don't we get up in the test, won't we get up in the church and say, it was God that was in that car with me. Who was with you when you was on the bus stop when all the shootings go? God covered me. Huh? But we still miss the sign. You got people out there saying God did all of this, but they ain't acknowledging the sign. You know, God is good, but I'm talking about God, Emmanuel, himself that came down in flesh. People are not acknowledging him. We just know that God is good and God spared my life. But that's the far as we go. We don't go no farther and say, Lord, since I know that you gave me the sign, that this bullet whizzed by my ear, went over my head. Since God, I know that you kept me in this car accident. Since I know that you raised me up from the dead. You got folk that risen from the dead. But they ain't acknowledging the sign. They still ignoring the sign. They still missing it. What, you don't see them on Tuesday? Wednesday? You don't see them in church at all. You don't see them on their knees? You don't see them inquiring to God about anything? Huh? We're missing the sign, saints of God. God do something for us. I know God will do it, But you still got to acknowledge God on the next one. Huh? We still got to acknowledge God. So he said, look, it don't make no difference who they put up there. Who gets in office? Who the next police chief is? Who the next preacher is? The next pastor is? It don't make no difference. When you acknowledge my sign, when you acknowledge me, then all things are going to be well with you. Everything is going to be good with you. You might be in the midst of a mess. You know, some churches might be messed up. Huh? But you're still going on. Let's go to Isaiah 38. Thanks. We miss the sign sometimes. He said, ask for the old way. You know, God said, God told Jeremiah to tell us, ask for that old way. He said, where there is good in it. And when you find it, we got to walk. We ain't asking. So we ain't asking. We know we ain't going to find it. Say, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah, heard the prophet again, man of God. The prophet, the son of Amoz, came unto him and said unto him, thus said the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, remember me now, O Lord. I beseech thee, how I walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, go and say to Hezekiah, thus said the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer, and I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thee, unto thy days, 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Syria, and I will defend this city. And this, we go again, shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken. Behold, I will bring again the shadow of the degrees which is gone down in the sundial of Ahaz 10 degrees backwards. So the sun returned 10 degrees by which degrees it was gone down. What am I saying? Hezekiah got a word. He got a sign. Set your house in order, or you're going to surely die. Some folk would have missed that sign. God ain't going to do nothing to me. I'm a child of God. I fast. I pray. That ain't none of God. But I guess you got to know, you got to recognize his voice when God is talking to you. He says, set your house in order, or you're going to surely die. Hezekiah, he didn't set his house in order. The Bible said he turned and faced the wall and began to cry and pray and say, Lord, remember all that are good that I've done, how I walked with a perfect heart and in truth and done this good and done that was good in thy sight. Now, a lot of people say, well, Hezekiah done this and Hezekiah done that. He didn't do this and he didn't do that. Just like they would say, well, you didn't do this, Brother Al. You didn't do that, brother, sister so-and-so. You done, remember all this bad stuff about you. Yes, Hezekiah may have done some wrong in his time. But Paul says such was some of you too. Well, we quick to point, pull that trigger, ain't we? It was you. You did this. You did this. You did this. You. Ain't paying attention to that thumb. Such was some of you. You did a whole lot worse too. So Hezekiah began to face the wall and began to cry out. Everybody done some wrong. I know I've missed, like I said earlier, I've missed some signs in my life. I ran a few stop signs. I'm talking about some of God's stop signs. I ain't talking about down here. I'm talking about when he said go, I didn't go. When he said wait, I didn't. Well, I just couldn't wait. No, I just got to hurry up and do this. You know, I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my feet. I feel it all in my, I feel God is trying to tell me. But that's just emotion sometimes. That's just feeling it. You know, you got to go up on the word of God. What did he say do? He say do what you feel like. That old song, we say do what you feel. You know, do it. Just go and just do what you feel. And folks just take them songs. I'm going to do what I feel like. Getting in trouble and all this. So Do what God tells you to do. You won't get in no trouble. Not with him anyway. That's why David said, look, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me. Man, if God just thought about all of the bad stuff that we did, who can be saved in here? Huh? So we better be like Hezekiah. Say, Lord, remember that which I did good. You know the good and the bad, but remember that which is good, because all of my good days, the song says, outweigh my bad days. And it seemed like all of his good days, whether it be few or many, they outweigh. God heard his cry. He heard his cry. Not that he heard his cry because he was so good, because our goodness and all our good, our righteousness is as a filthy rag. God is just so merciful. Oh, God, I believe this man was just doing his repenting. Lord, have mercy on me. You know, David said, look, remember me, Lord. And he said, Isaiah said, look, I am he will blot out thy sins for my own sake and remember them no more. God came to forgive sins. You know, if God didn't come to forgive our sins, none of us would be saved. None of us could make it at all. So God knows that Hezekiah did some wrong things. God knows that we did some wrong things. But like David said, have mercy on me. That's why I believe God said, this is a man after my own heart, because he knew how to get to God. Like some women know how to get to their husband. Pastor, you say, all they got to do is cook a sweet potato pie. I said, Twana, all you got to do is cook 2 sweet potato pies. No, but, you know, but women know how to get to the man's heart. They know what to do. David knew what to do to get to God. God, I am messed up in so many ways. Have mercy on me. I'm weak. I'm in flesh. Come on, you know what you made, God. I ain't nothing but dust. You know? Heal me, Lord. Heal me from this old crazy stuff that I'm doing. That's why David said, don't rebuke me in thine anger, Lord. Neither chastise me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy on me, for I am weak. You know, have you, somebody ever told you about chastising your children while you're angry? My wife and pastor used to tell me, don't get them while you're mad now. No, pastor, but they need to get it. They need to mind me. David said, Lord, don't rebuke me in that way. Don't chastise me in your hot displeasure. Why? Because when you chastise a child and you're angry, boy, you can hurt them. You can hurt, but just think, if God chastises in his hot displeasure, he can destroy us. That's why David knew. Lord, if I didn't see it for myself, I heard and I believe what you did back then to the Egyptians. If I didn't see nothing, I heard, and that's good enough for me. Is just hearing good enough for you? Just hearing sometimes is good enough for me to make me quiver in my shoes like, Lord, I ain't got to see none of that stuff. You know, some people can look at some gruesome stuff. My kids, you know, Dad, you see this? I said, what is it? And they get timber. I said, man, no, I don't want to see that. You know, I guess I'm just a softy. You know, they can watch people being cut up and all dismembered. He watched this, watch his head come off. I'm like, man, I don't even want to hear that, because it's going to be embedded in my mind. You know, people can look at some crazy stuff. You know, why he said, look, Lord, I'm weak. You know, heal me, help me. So you can't be beating on your kid. God don't want to be beating on us while he's angry. So we got to, what? Adhere to the sign. And God told Hezekiah, he said, this shall be a sign unto thee from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken. He said, behold, I will bring the shadow of degrees back. 10 degrees. I'm going to take it back, Hezekiah. I'm going to let you know. God tried to tell us some things that, look, this was me talking to you. This was me saying this. It wasn't pastor. It wasn't brother. It wasn't sister just walking around saying, I'm going to give God a praise and I just feel like talking. This is God talking to you. You got to know that. And I'm going to show you. And God shows us sometimes with a sign, and sometimes he don't. You just got to step out there on faith and just believe God. You just got to believe, because they asked Jesus for a sign. You know, after he's done all these miracles, show us a sign. You said this generation ain't going to get no sign. Show you a sign from what I done showed you all these miracles. He showed us all these miracles. How you got healed, you got healed, I got healed, and God brought me out, brought you out. You want me to show you something, but God to give you a sign sometimes so you can line up. We got to line up. So he said, I'm going to turn this thing back 10 degrees. Hezekiah, I'll let you know that I'm going to give you 15 years. He said, in other words, I'm going to give you back that time that you lost. God going to take some things backwards for us. You know, God going to turn a whole lot of stuff back for us to let us know that, look, I'm still with you. Because sometimes we get in a place to where we don't, where are you, God? We start fasting. We start praying. We start fasting another way. Start praying another way. Start fasting. We start praying yet another way. Instead of being steadfast, unmovable, and say, Lord, you already spoke this thing. You already said you're going to do it. You done gave us a sign. Somebody done already spoke it amongst us. So he said, I'm going to take some things back so I can give you what you're looking for. God going to turn a whole bunch of stuff back in our life, and we're going to see that it's God. Well, Lord, that really was you. That really was you. When God told him, look, I'm going to go and give, I'm going to give you a house. I said, well, Lord, I can't handle this. I can't do this by myself. House, no $350. I can't handle it, Lord. My wife ain't working. I got 5 kids. I only make $18. Lord, I can't do it. I just can't do it. I told you that I'm going to give you a house. All you got to do is go. That's what he told. That's what he told the children of Israel, didn't he? He said, go and possess this land. Go and get it. I've already prepared you for it. Go and get it. They went back, come back with a bad report. We can't handle that. You know, I'm so glad God is so merciful. I'm telling him, I can't handle that. I can't handle it. You know, but once I say, Lord, I'm going to put it in your hands. We put it in God's hands. We put it on the altar. Later on, we come, Lord, give me this back. I'm going to take this back off the altar because I can't handle it. Well, but you done gave it up. It ain't in your hands. It's not on your altar. It belongs to God. You can't see nothing out of it because you can't make nothing out of it. When you put it in God's hands and leave it in God's hands, watch to see don't it come back. Watch to see don't it come back with something. Huh? If I'd have said, Lord, I ain't going to do it. We ain't going to move, y'all. But the Lord quickly said, do you believe that I told Abraham to leave? I said, yeah, Lord, do you believe Peter walked? Yes, Lord, I believe the scripture. Well, then you go and get that key. When I called my brother, I said, look, still got that key? He said, y'all going to take the house? I said, yeah. And that day, just like Abraham, I didn't say we going to move next week. I said, y'all ready to move? She said, where we going to go? I said, start. For real? I said, but we got to go today. Why today? Because God said we got to go. We loaded up that red truck. They call it Sanford Son truck. I did. We loaded up that truck and we moved to Beverly. You know? And so tell me, don't tell me God won't do nothing. When God gave you a sign, God gave me a sign and said, look, I'm going to give it to you. God gave them a sign and said, I'm going to give you this land. But things do look hard. They do look impossible. And things are too hard for me. They are too hard for you. They are impossible for me. They are impossible for you. But is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything impossible for God? Ain't nothing impossible. Ain't nothing too hard for God. Long as you put it in God's hands and long as you don't miss that sign. Because had I missed that sign, Pastor, we still be on page. You still be to my brother. How y'all going to get y'all a house? We still be on Paige and Sarah had I missed that sign. And that's why some of us get in the trouble that we get in. We miss the sign or ignore the signs. You know, missing is one thing, but to ignore it is another thing. You know? Well, ain't what God said. Ignoring the sign. They ain't for me. Okay, then. Your blessing ain't for you either. I take it, Lord. Give it to me. I take it. So God gave them a sign to go and possess this land. God gave David a sign when they came in and took everything from David and his men. You know, David was going to get stoned, and David, well, Lord, I see I ain't got no help. My brothers and sisters just got through fighting with him. We just came out of prayer Wednesday. We just come out of Bible study on Friday. And now they want to stone me. He told the priest, Abiathar. He didn't ask the priest to go pray for him. He told the priest, go get the ephod. Go get your garment that you're supposed to be wearing and bring it to me so I can reach God. See, sometimes we can't be looking for everybody to pray, reach God for us. Pastor, I need you to pray for me. Sister, brother, flip over. I know people like that. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Send out that group text. But sometimes when you feel like everything is against you, I think God is saying, what you going to do? You sit back. You got the Hearns praying for you. Flippos, Pastor Jack, and all of them, they laboring. You flipping the channels on the TV. You ain't doing nothing. They got my back now. But no, God is looking for you. Huh? Sometimes you got to reach God for yourself. Sometimes you got to call God for yourself. Ain't no need to run around ringing the phone, Pastor, I need you. Well, I think sometimes, Pastor, you need to say, have you prayed? What have you done? Have you prayed? Because, you know, I got to cook beans and I got to cook dinner. What have you done for you lately? You know, have you reached out to God for yourself? People run around looking for the prophet. And all you got to do is get on your knees or sit in that chair and just meditate and think on God. God will give you that answer. He'll give you a sign. He'll do it for you. That's why David said, bring me the ephod. You know, God gave them that ephod back in those days. But God gave us a different type of garment. God told us to put on the garment of praise. Huh? Take off that heavy stuff that you carrying around. You putting it on DD. You putting it on everybody else. Look, you take all that stuff off of them. Go, look, get your garment. I got you something to wear. Go put that garment of praise on and you walk around in your bedroom and you start praising me. You start seeking me. You start calling out to me like Hezekiah did. You get to yourself like David did and start calling out to me. I'm trying to give you a sign, but you ain't getting a sign. And when David did that, y'all know what happened. David said, Lord, shall I pursue? I ain't got God's attention. He asking a question. He ain't going to ask no question if he ain't going to get no answer. Should I pursue and will I overtake them, Lord? God answered back, you shall pursue and you will overtake and recover all, not just your stuff, David. All those people, the people that want to stone you, you're going to recover everything. Huh? So David got the go sign. The children of Israel, David did it, but the children of Israel, they didn't do it. They got the go sign to possess them. They went, spied it out, didn't know that God went before them. Matter of fact, he did. Because he said, I already went and searched the land out for you. I searched it out for you. All you got to do is just go. See, God always, I think sometimes he spoils us. He give us the victory. Yeah, I got the victory pass. I passed that test. Huh? But God, on the scene, he fighting the battles. Huh? God doing all of the work. He is. He's doing all of the work. All God is asking you, say, just do what I say do. Just go. If I say go into that hostile environment, go. As long as I say go, go. Huh? So he said go. Now, God got another sign, a stop sign. When they decided to disobey God, We ain't going because the Giants are too big. It's just too much, man. We can't handle all that. I don't think we'd be sitting there. Pastor had to listen to all the stuff that she heard. It's a dark cloud out there. You ain't going to accomplish nothing. Oh, it's gloom and it's dark. God told her to go. And I want that type of sign. I want that type of spirit. I'm going anyway, Lord, because you said go. I hear what y'all saying, but you know what? What y'all talking about don't mean nothing. You know, I heard what God said to do. I'm going. I'm going in a dark, cloudy land. It ain't so cloudy no now, is it? It's bright in this church. We got a brand new building. We used to be around the corner, a little white church, kind of lean a little bit, but we had fun in the It used to lean, little white church. We used to have that rock, that little white church rocking back and forth over there. But we getting this church, man. We trying to get this one to rock too. We want this one to creak a little bit. We want to praise God and have a good time in here too. We don't want to keep looking new. We want to wear this sucker out. We want to wear it out so he can give us a new house. Give us a new temple. Lord, let us use this thing. So he told them to go and they didn't go. And so when they found out that they missed that sign, hey, y'all, we better go. It's time to go now. And God said, look, Moses, you tell them people, don't go because I ain't with them no more. That's a bad place to be. When you hear that, God is not with you no more. They thought they was going to please God and go on anyway. How you going to do something without God? How you going to accomplish anything without the great I am? The Holy One of Israel. The Wonderful Counselor. Huh? The Prince of All. How you going to get anything accomplished without him? You may as well be fighting against God. That's what they may as well did. They went anywhere and got whipped, got tore up. And that's how some of us do. We miss the sign. When God say go, we don't go. When he say stay here, we going to go now, God, because we know you're mad at us. Well, ain't no need of doing that. Just stay here and get whipped by God. See, you know, he going to spare you a little bit. But don't keep disobeying God. Then God sometimes puts you, your back up against the wall. You know, when he rescued them out of Egypt. They back was against the wall. Egypt, Pharaoh behind them, and the Red Sea in front of them. We ain't got nowhere to go. What we going to do, God? Moses, what we going to do? Pastor, what we going to do? Our back is against the wall. Surely you got the answer, Pastor. You're the pastor now. You got to tell us what to do. We need something. You know, your children, Daddy, come on now. I'm waiting for you to say something. Give me a sign. I'll just do it. And when my son got slain, they was like, just say something, Fred. Just give us a word. Just let us know, and we'll go and do it. I say, peace be still. That's why I told him. I said, go somewhere and sit down. Go sit down. We had enough of this already. And so that's when Moses had them. He said, look, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Some of us can't be still. We still just running around. What we going to do, Pastor? Be still. Let God do this. I think we just said, somebody just said all this morning. Let us see the salvation of God. Huh? Let's see what he going to do. He said, because you know what? The Egyptians who you've seen today, you won't see them no more. And that's what God is telling us. Don't get all bothersome about all this stuff that's bothering you. Huh? God is telling you to be still. I'm going to work this thing out. Yeah? I got it all in my hands. You know that song we said, well, you put it all in your hands, God. All in your hands. And so he said, look, don't worry about them because the problems that we're facing today, situations that you're facing today, you won't see those situations no more. You won't see those problems no more. You might get some new ones arise, but you just got to remember the signs. When God tells you to do something, and sometimes God got another sign. We got the construction sign. When you don't do what he tell you to do, he calls all, he let all kind of stuff happen in your life. you know, you'd be a mess. You know, that, you know, you ever drive through the streets where they got those construction signs, they jackhammer, and they got the bulldozer. God working on you because you were hard-headed. And that's a construction sign on some of us. You know, some of us got to go. We got to go. Some got to stop. We got to stop. Some got to be still. And when God says stop, that don't mean that he ain't going to give you what you want. You know, that means wait a little while. Ain't always no. You can't have no. Stop. Stand still and let me work this thing out. Well, Lord, we're going to let you work it out. There again, we let him work it out for a day or two. Now, Lord, that's enough time. I don't know who I'm talking to. Might be talking myself, Lord. That's enough time now, God. I'm going to give you 2 days. 3 days, Lord. Now, you should have been done something by now. God said, you know what? I'm going to put you in construction. I got to work on you. And so while you thinking God ain't working on that person, I'm going to have to work on you. Because you ain't got no patience. You trying to force my hand. You trying to make me do stuff out of time, out of character. That ain't, man, you ain't going to mess up my character. You ain't going to mess me up because you can't get it all together. Huh? Get it together. Stand still and see the salvation of God. I'm going to put you in construction. Yeah, I'm going to work on you, buddy. You know, you need some work. That's why we say, Lord, he's still working on me. I'm a work in progress. I'm in construction. And so, when they ignored the sign, when they stood still and God spoke to Moses, he stretched out that staff and they saw those waters just depart. Man, I thought, wouldn't that be a wonder? That had to be one of the, that had to be a wonder to see something like that just part. I bet you they was just in, whoa. I bet you they was like, man, someone probably still say what we say. I can't believe it. Even when you see it, I can't believe. Look at that water over there, water over there. I can walk right down there. Man, I can't believe. That's just how God gonna do us. When you adhere to the signs, when you give in to God's signs, you can be like, oh, Lord. But I knew he was going to do it, though. I knew he was going to do it. I can't believe that. God said, all right, now. Yeah, come on now. Come on now. Come on now. But we got to do it God's way. That's all I'm saying. God has his own set of signs, and we just got to do what God say do. You know, when God tell us to go and do something, we're supposed to say, Lord, I'll go. That's what the prophet said, ain't it? Send me, Lord, I go. When God say, stop, stand still, ask God to, some people don't believe, ask God to help you. Lord, help me to be still. Help my feet not to be so swift right now. You know, help me to keep my tongue right now. You know, if I'm going to be shaking some fingers and all of that stuff, Lord, let me put my arrest my hands and put them in my pocket so I won't offend nobody. We just got to do things God's way. And there's one more sign that I would like to talk about, and that's that yellow sign when you're getting on the highway. Traffic is going. There's that merge sign. That's all he wants us to do is merge with him. Come unto me, all you that are burdened, heavy laden. I'll give you rest. You know, but we want to take the left turn, the right turn, you know. And he said, that ain't the way, man. Don't go to the left or to the right. He said, get on a straight path. Straight and narrow is the way. Ain't no turns. It's just a straight way. I can't see nothing, Lord. It's a long road. Yes, it is. But don't worry about it. There's some filling stations on the way. There's some stores where you can eat on the way. Huh? We got to do it God's way. And when you merge with God, you don't miss that sign. Sometimes it seems like you're going down the wrong road. That's why people make that left turn, that right turn. They get double-minded along the way. I guess they start seeing those mirages that look like a straight way, but I'm gonna go to the right. But God's so merciful, saw me on the right side or the left side one day, picked me up, and put me back in the straight and narrow path. That's why I thank God. That's why I praise God the way I praise God. That's why I love him. That's why I want the heart of David so he'll know the mind of God, have the heart of God. So I want God to continue to give me signs. But Lord, help me, I pray God, that he will help us to have eyes to see and ears to hear. So we won't be ignorant to what God is talking about. God is our Father. Huh? We're supposed to understand your father. You're supposed to understand your mother. And so that's why I believe, I just love David. I love him, you know. The Lord is his shepherd, he said. Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He ain't gonna want no good thing, he said. You know, I won't want nothing but you, Lord, more of you. More of you, Lord. So, Father, help us to merge with you. Even while we're in construction, Lord, we still can get out of there and go on and get back in line. So I just thank God for giving me this word. I hope that I've said something that will help somebody, but I know this helped me. Jesus, I mean, God give us signs after signs that we don't. We miss them all the time. Signs of the time. They miss the signs. When Jesus said, give us a sign. He said, you tear this building down. Destroy this temple. And in 3 days, I'm going to build it up. They think he's talking about something carnal. You know? And that's where a lot of the saints are. We're carnal. We want carnal things. You know, we got to build up our most holy faith. The most holy faith. We got to build it up. And the only way you can build up faith is sitting under the word of God. I heard something, and I'm going to let you go. I heard something that says, we must starve doubt and feed faith. And only way we can feed faith is by hearing the word of God. The more word that you get, the more faith that you're building up in you. You're building up that most holy faith because those are the signs. God talking to us every day. Talking to us out there in the world. How the land is passing these laws that are unlawful, but the people are saying, well, it's lawful. It's the law. I can do it. You know, I can carry me a gun. That's the law. You know, and if I can carry me a gun, then I can fight. I can defend myself. You know, I mean, a lot of that sounds good. And I almost got trapped. I said, Lord, you said. That's why you need the word. You said if I live by the sword, I'm going to die by the sword. Why would you tell me that the battle is not mine? It's his. God's going to fight for me. You know, they out here, I mean, the same sex, it's lawful. They passing the law for the drugs. The marijuana is lawful. Paul said all things are lawful for me. Everything out there is lawful for you. That's the law of the land. But it's not expedient. You know, it ain't good. It don't profit. What is going to profit me? Preaching, no preacher. Saved, unsaved. Smoked up. Outside my mind, can't function, and get in trouble. Well, he was on that, what they call it now, marijuana, bud, whatever they call it. He was on that stuff. And that stuff will get you messed up. That's how the devil is. The devil gets you messed completely up when you follow his signs. There's so many signs out there that we look at instead of saying, Lord, what you say about this thing? You know, is it lining up with what God said? If it ain't lining up in the word, then you done took a left, you done took a right, and you got off the straight now. God bless you. I hope I said something that would encourage you this morning. I know it encouraged me and helped me out this morning.